Hey, Nicholas.
Hey, yep. Hey, Pete.
Hey, bud, I'm sorry to bother you, but this has been a royal pain in the butt.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I move I see I've been moving the pods. I it was online. It
Yeah.
actually when I moved it upstairs, it was online, and I'm literally down the hallways from it. And I was only speed I mean I'm using the Ookla.
Yep.
But typically, I'm with the Ookla. I'm getting like 600 downstairs, right next to the other pod. You know,
Yeah.
the main router, I should say.
Yeah. I'm not seeing the pod, the extender up yet. I'm still seeing it
Yeah,
offline.
it's taken quite a bit. But I did move it upstairs, and I literally just moved it across the room.
Yeah.
When I did move it upstairs, it did come online. Like the green light went away. And the room that I was only with just the one router before I even did any of this, I was getting like 19. When I moved the new pod upstairs, I was getting over 100, but
Yeah.
still not getting like close to what I get downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really not that far apart from. Yeah, it's an open floor plan, not a lot of walls. So I'm just waiting for this thing to come back online.
I gotcha.
And I talked to, do you know Brody? So I talked to Brody, and he literally told me to add it to my MBS,
Yep.
and then I usually give them about 10 minutes to do their thing before I hit provision. And then I provisioned it, and I mean, I literally waited 20 minutes, 30 minutes before I got on to talk to you guys, and then you had to
Yeah.
manually put it in.
Yeah.
And now her home pass is still stuck.
Yep.
It just went out. So
I'm seeing it just came online and then I think it went back down again.
it's pretty solid now. I mean, it's only been
Yep,
30
okay.
seconds, but
I'm seeing it. I see it back online.
okay. And her home pass is still stuck in that setup. Is there any way to get out of that?
Has she's reset the app?
What do you mean reset the app? Like,
Like just close it out and open it back up?
yeah, and then it's going like, Linda, can I see your phone real quick? So if I go into, oh, right there. All right, so I close it out. And then when I go back into it, yeah, it says, great, now let's set up your network. And then it has the connect pod to modem, plug
Yeah.
pod. I can't get out of that.
You can go to the next window.
Yeah, what if you just
That's
keep going? What if you just go through
exactly
that?
what that number is going to
Just
turn
go
into.
next.
Yeah.
Next. And now it's saying, waiting for signal. Claim pod found. You cannot use pod and serial number is already part of another household. Which is weird because when I added it to my MBS,
Yeah.
usually if it was, it would say it's not doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It didn't do that. It added it and it was fine.
Yeah,
So
the
I don't know
really weird
why.
thing was that I had to look up the serial number for the extender and I didn't see it under her normal account, but then when I found it, it was on it was on her, it was like under her name, but not attached to her account.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably saying this, but it's probably connected to her house.
Yeah, but and she's logging in with the Minsway 48 email.
What's that?
She's logging in to the app underneath the lindsway48@gmail.com email.
I believe lindsway@gmail.com. That's your lindsway48@gmail. Yeah,
I'm seeing that's attached to the account, so I don't know why it wants to set up another.
And then it's just saying learn more or okay when I get to that. So I'm going to hit okay.
Okay.
And then it just goes back for waiting for signal. Oh. Still looking for the pod. Stay close until the pod is powered up, which it has, and that light has not come on, so it's online.
Yeah.
Please check the power. Yeah, it's just saying, does the problem still persist? And then it says contact support.
Okay.
But that's it. It won't let me go to home and look at her network or anything. I don't know. Should I hit contact support?
Let me see.
Yeah, warmed up pretty nicely.
Are you actually contacting support? Do you want to go down and sit where it's more comfortable?
No, I'm just gonna test this. Hey, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah, what's up?
How do you like these plumes?
I mean, it's something. Honestly.
Yeah, but the only thing that's a good answer. I have a lot of customers. Like, I have almost like 50-50 of customers, because I've done probably almost over close to 200 installs now.
Yeah.
I have quite a bit that have their own Eero's or whatever. Never hear anything complain about their network.
Yeah.
I've had plumes. Single plumes where we're literally 10 feet away from it and the signal strength is not good. Speeds are, but yet you test it on the home pass and it's saying a gig.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen some weird stuff with this. And the fact that the plume only has one output. A lot of customers, their routers have multiple outputs.
Yeah.
That kind of limits things too, but.
I'm still getting used to Plume because I'm mainly at GTEL. So, like, we don't use Plume here yet.
Yep. Oh, what do you guys still use whatever routers the customer uses?
Yeah, we got Calix over here. We got Calix routers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do they seem to?
Because
that's what we use. We use our DSL has always been Calix and stuff, and now we're, you know, obviously all this stuff is they're big on to AdTrain.
Yeah. They're good. I like the Calix ones. They're having problems recently, but other than that, they've been pretty good.
Yep. I'm wondering. I don't even know what should she just like totally delete the home pass?
Try having her sign out and sign back in and see if it still does it.
Hey, Linda. Oh, she went downstairs. All right, Nicholas. I don't want to hold you up anymore. This is up and running.
Yeah.
But let me. I'm gonna have her sign out, and then I'll have her sign back in, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, I gotcha. If you have any more questions, just teams me in the chat.
You got it, buddy. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Yep. Anytime.
All right, bud. Bye.
All right. Bye.